Bava Kamma, chapter 1, Mishnah 3, a bit of a cryptic Mishnah, so we'll just take it in parts. First clause, Shum Kesev, assessment of money. What the Gemara explains what that means is that whenever there's damages, we assess the damages in monetary terms. We don't assess it in like goods, you know, goods kind of terms. So the example he brings over here is that if a cow caused damage to a garment, and at the same time the garment caused damage to the cow, maybe the cow tripped on it and broke a leg or something and tore the garment. So we don't say, like, we don't just offset the damage of the one versus the other. Let's say it was a very expensive garment. We don't just say that there's no damage over there. What we rather do is assess the damage of the animal into a monetary value, assess the damage of the garment into a monetary value, and then we compare those monetary values, and if there's a difference, so the owner of the one would have to pay the owner of the other if there was liability or negligence over there. The Shava Kesef, monetary value. So what monetary value means is that if somebody causes damage to somebody else, and then the damager passes away, so his estate is now liable to pay for those damages. So those damages can be paid from the estate from land, from the land of the estate. And that's what it means, monetary value. It doesn't mean in money, but monetary value from the estate in a scenario like that. Bifnei based in, before a court, means that all damages are assessed before a court of experts, not a court of laymen. So you'd have to go to proper based in and have to get assessed. What happened over here? Is the person liable, etc.? What is the damage that is caused? Valpi adim b'nei churin b'nei bris, and also it has to be done on the basis of witnesses, free men, Jews. So in other words, there have to be witnesses who come before the court. They have to be Jewish men, they can't be non-Jews, etc. And they have to come before the court and they have to give testimony to exactly what happened over there. Is there liability or is there no liability for the damage that has happened over here? Vanashim bichlal anezek, women are included in all the laws of damages, meaning that whether the woman is damaged has caused to her or her property, or she damages to somebody else, it's exactly the same law. There's no difference between men and women in these laws. Vanazik vahamizak betashlumen, and also the injured party and the injurer in payments. So we're going to see, in fact, in the next Mishnah, we're going to see that the examples where both participants actually take part in the damage, so to speak. They share in the damage. And the example we're going to see is a shor tam, which is an ox which gores. We'll see in the next Mishnah, but we'll see that the damage is shared between the two parties. So let's leave it over there. Also brings over here on the Kati a whole long dispute between Rav Papa and Rav Huna, but we're not going to go into it. But if anybody wants a little bit of extra kind of homework, then go through this long explanation over here of the machlokas, the dispute between Rav Papa and Rav Huna that's brought in the Gemara over there, whether the short term is a fine or is it monetary compensation. You know, is it a fine that the person has to pay, or is it actually monetary compensation? But we'll leave it for that, for this Mishnah.